This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, it is Thursday. We are getting through the week, and I love that. I love that we are almost to Friday. It makes me very, very happy. You know, it's increasingly obvious to a lot of people in this country right now that the administration has gone hard left, but the country has, and we're doing stupid things again, really dumb things. Even very, very close to home, we're doing very dumb things. So Penn State has started suspending students who don't comply with COVID-19 testing. This Penn State has placed 117 University Park students on interim suspension for failing to comply with weekly COVID-19 testing requirements, according to a university statement. Now, there's not a lot of data here on things like how many people are employees and that sort of thing. But it is interesting. They said that they did not offer data on employee noncompliance, but said its human resources department is examining the numbers. Penn State said students who missed at least 3 weeks of testing received interim suspension. All students who haven't submitted proof of vaccination to the university are required to get tested once a week. Now, while on suspension, students can't attend classes. They're banned from university property. They also can't attend Penn State-sponsored events, including football games, or live in their dorm rooms. Students who've missed only two weekly tests receive registration holds that bar them from enrolling in future classes. Now, students who haven't submitted proof of vaccination cards receive weekly emails reminding them of the testing requirements. The university also said it's called students who've missed tests to assist with any issues. And this is going on right now. Now, one of the things that I think is interesting is that 85.8% of University Park students and 80.5% of University Park employees are fully vaccinated, according to the university's COVID-19 dashboard, which is good. But then the question you have to ask yourself then is, if 85% of them, it's probably closer to 90 at this point, are vaccinated, why does the 10% need to keep going for weekly testing? And the answer is to bust their chops. And there's no other explanation for it. There's no need for it. I mean, if the 90% of the people there are vaccinated, employees and students, well, 80% of the employees, it's more than enough for herd immunity, then the only ones who are at risk are the students themselves, young, healthy college kids who are at basically zero, almost zero. There's never zero, but let's say like a 99.99% chance that if they get COVID, they'll be okay. They'll be fine. And then they're young, strapping young lads here. They're young kids. These are not, we're not talking about. And if they have a grandma, then what you want to do is not send them home, but you'd want to let them at least stay in the dorm room to be around other vaccinated, to be around vaccinated students. You wouldn't want to send them home and theoretically there's grandma at the house, or their parents who might be in the immunocompromised or that age group or something. But this is about busting chops to get the kids vaccinated. That's what it's about. They don't like the fact that these students have not been vaccinated yet. And so to do that, the university is going to make life very difficult for them by saying to them every week, you have to go and have somebody stick a giant stick up your nose and take it and get a test. For what purpose exactly? So that they don't get other unvaccinated students sick? That should not be the university's responsibility here. If you get sick, you're sick. That's on you. And like anything else, if you're sick, you stay in your dorm room. You don't go to class. But I mean, if you get the flu, that's what they'd say. If a student gets the flu, which, by the way, if a student gets the flu or a student gets COVID in college, the reaction is going to be the same. They're going to be OK. They're going to live. But the university wouldn't say to them, well, you have to get a weekly flu test in order to stay here. And they're probably going to get the flu. Even with the vaccine, they might get the flu. What do you do when that happens to you? I remember when I was a freshman at Maryland, I had strep throat. I was so sick. And all I could remember is going down to the vending machine in Easton Hall, and they had this orange juice, this orange drink in there. I don't know if it was orange juice. I think it was. And I would get that out of the vending machine because it was so acidic that it would actually help my throat because I had to take these big antibiotics and everything, and I was super contagious. And all I did was just stay in my dorm room. That's it. And then I got better and nobody else got sick. It wasn't that big of a deal. It happens. Kids, I mean, you get sick. Like, you're in a confined dorms, you're on top of each other. There's no way around that fact. Students are sharing showers, bathrooms. They're sharing rooms. They're hanging out in rooms together. They're hanging out in the quad together. They're going to spread germs. It's going to happen. The question is whether or not they're going to kill each other. And they might if they do things like binge drinking, or if they drive after binge drinking, or if they do stupid college hazing pranks or something. Like, they might, but they're not going to kill each other with COVID-19, especially when you consider that 90% of them are vaccinated. So the odds then of an unvaccinated person being on the same floor as all these vaccinated person, if you just do the math, that means probably one person out of everybody else who's unvaccinated. What are we worried about here exactly? What is the worry? There isn't. It's just we're seeing more and more colleges are doing this now to just bust chops into conformity. You conform or we're going to make your life miserable. Every week, show up and have somebody shove a swab up your nose. Now, why? I mean, I can understand if they say if you're sick and you have symptoms, come to the health center and we're going to test you for COVID and immediately begin isolation. I could understand that. But why are we doing all this testing if the kids are asymptomatic? What is the point of that exactly? Well, they say COVID can spread asymptomatically. But to who? To vaccinated people? I got news for you. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. And are we going to live our life like normal people or not? That's what I want to try to understand. Because either you live your life like a normal person or you get vaccinated and you still stay in your house with the doors shut and the windows closed and you don't friggin' leave. Because you might get it. You still might get a breakthrough case. And the odds of you dying from that are so low, it's statistically, it doesn't even exist. So what are we doing with college kids? And this is not, Penn State's not alone in this, by the way. I mean, a lot of colleges are doing this. Brown University, I told you yesterday, what they do is they don't let the kids go to restaurants and bars. You can only stay in your little group, even if you're vaccinated. You have to find 5 friends maximum, and you stay in that group at all times. You're not allowed to go in other groups, and you can't go to bars and restaurants. What the hell is that? What are we teaching people here? What kind of fear are we putting in the minds of young adults? And remember, these are adults who are going to be the next leaders of this country. You go to college, you're an adult. I'm sorry, but you're not a child. The law recognizes you as an adult when you turn 18. So maybe you get there as a freshman, you're 17, but you're on your own. You're not living with mom and dad anymore. Time to put on your big boy pants or big girl pants. Or your non-binary gender, non-gender neutral pants, and put them on and be an adult. But we don't treat adults like adults. We treat adults like friggin' children. And we We make them like babies. Too early for big words. And this is what we're teaching them. And it's stupid and it makes no sense. And also, what is the cost of all this testing too? I don't understand that. Now, again, if a kid is sick, The policy should be don't leave your friggin' dorm room. We'll come to you and we'll test you. And then you have to quarantine for 14 days. And that's on you because you didn't get vaccinated. All right. And for 14 days, you cannot come to class. You can't leave your dorm room. You can't go to football games, whatever. Okay. That's reasonable. But that's not the common sense we're employing here at colleges across the country, which, again, these are adults who are paying money to be there. And we have these ridiculous policies that are going on. And with a population that has almost no chance of dying. I mean, really. Now, could there be a kid who has a condition he doesn't know about and dies of COVID? Of course. But that same kid could die on the football field because he didn't know about the condition he has. We hear those stories all the time, unfortunately. You know, kids playing football, he didn't know he had a heart murmur or something like that and drops dead. Yes, there's always those possibilities. But do we live our life that way? Then nobody's playing sports because you might have a condition that you don't know about that makes you vulnerable to death. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. All right, Bill, that's your alma mater, that you went to Penn State.
I did.
You're a graduate.
Yep.
You're an alum.
Yep.
Can you go there with, I mean, when you go to visit, do you have to show your vaccination card to be on campus? I assume so.
I assume so, because, like, they don't, obviously, as you just said, they don't require, like, some schools do a vaccine, so this was, I guess, the compromise. So I guess I would, yeah.
Would they have to? So Auburn, Penn State played Auburn last Saturday. There was 109,000 people at the stadium.
My God.
Did they all have to show vaccination cards?
It's a great question.
Know. I mean, half of our staff, because half of our staff here at Odyssey is Penn State alum.
Yeah.
But half of our staff went to the game.
They went to the game?
A lot of them.
Why? Was it at Penn State or was it here?
No, it was at Penn State.
It was at Penn State?
Yeah, it was their whiteout game.
That sounds very racist. Yeah.
So there was a piece on Sports Illustrated. Penn State will not require football fans to prove they're vaccinated.
Well, that's hypocritical then.
But they plan mask. They encourage mask wearing and and they also didn't require a negative COVID test.
Wow.
So for the student section, which is behind the one end zone, if you know Beaver Stadium, which goes about, I would say, a quarter of the way. They had to prove it because they're students. They're there all the time, as we were talking about.
But alum didn't.
But alumni alum didn't. The Auburn fans amazing. That showed up.
You're not going to make the alumni paying all that money for those seats. True.
Especially the alumni network that is Penn State. They are not to be messed with.
Right. You're not going to make them shove a freaking cotton swab up their nose before a game.
Wow. That
they're paying how much for season tickets at Penn State?
I don't know.
I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars you have to give to the Athletic Association to get into the game.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, but we're going to make you, hey, Mr. Smith, class of 72, just real quick, we shove this giant Q-tip up your nose, sir, and make sure you don't have COVID.
Yeah, so I guess if I wanted to just go visit for the weekend, not attend a football game, then I guess, no, I wouldn't have to prove I was tested or vaccinated.
So I'm trying to understand the logic of this. You take 109,000 people and put them in a stadium.
Yep.
Now, it's outdoors, and I know that outdoors is completely safe, but nevertheless, you put them there in a stadium. They might be going to the bathroom together. They might be going to bars together. Might be going to restaurants together. This might be a gigantic super spreader event, but the student who doesn't get vaccinated, we're going to bust his chops every week. He might get it from one of the alumni.
It's true.
It makes no sense. On these some of these policies, I could understand if they were consistent, but you just find you can plug a million holes into them.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
We just did.
Yeah, we just did. It's like the LA County exemption for all the celebrities at the Emmys.
Yep.
Does COVID know that there's an exemption? Like, is COVID comes walking down the street like, I'm going to spread.
Yes.
And then goes, oh, good, maskless people, my favorite. And then he goes, stop, there's an exemption from the Los Angeles County Health Department. And COVID goes, oh, well, then I'll turn around. And
They hate those exemptions.
They hate the exemptions, and they followed it. COVID honors the exemptions.
They do. It's their kryptonite.
Yeah, it just, right. It turns right around. Walks in and then immediately goes, oh, because they didn't know there was an exemption.
Yep.
Just the stupidity of all of this is just amazing to me. I really do. I just can't even keep track of it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.